Introduction, the simplest solution. Out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. Albert Einstein. One should choose the simplest explanation of a phenomenon, the one that requires the fewest leaps of logic. Or, one could say, keep it simple, stupid. My wife Linda and I live on the outskirts of a vibrant mountain resort town in the great American Northwest. Our house is not large, but it's open and bright, furnished in a pragmatic people-actually-live-here way. For each of us, it is everything we have ever wanted in a home. I sit at the dining room table in front of my laptop. Outside the window, the quiet of the late afternoon is tangible. It's June. The lawn is lush green and is the launching pad for a half dozen huge ponderosa pines towering above the house. The weather is warm. Another perfect cloudless day in Central Oregon. Yesterday was like that, and tomorrow will be the same. It's peaceful. Linda sits at the table next to me, and we chat. Meanwhile, in town, my telephone answering service business churns away whether we're thinking about it or not, providing more than a good living for us. It wasn't always this way. For 15 years, my business experience was a chaotic morass of endless work, fire killing, debt, health problems, and bad relationships. Over the past few years, my life has moved from tumult to focused calm. 10 years ago, at a single point in time, I experienced an unexpected shift in perception that began the transformation of my existence. Now, truly managing my small business in my life, I am no longer enmeshed in minutiae, but I am an arm's-length observer of it. The numbers are good. Compared to just a few years ago, my work week is 2 hours instead of 100. And my earnings in a month far exceed what I used to make in a year. My health is back, too. I'm climbing, cycling, and skiing again. As for the subjective, it's no stretch to say my life has 10 times more peace and freedom. Much of the time, as my day slides by, I feel like an athlete in the zone, powerful, relaxed, and efficient. Getting to this place wasn't hard to do once I tweaked my mindset to view each day from a more intimate angle. Since seizing upon this deeper reality, I've been able to channel my efforts to get what I want from life. Did I have to work hard? Yes, for a short while there was some hard work. But in comparison to the nightmare of my previous life, the effort was not much, and I was happy to do it, especially as the results began to roll in. How I did this, and how you can do the same, is the grist of this book. I direct Work the System to those who have the following chronic internal dialogue. There are things I must do right now, and there is barely the time or money or energy to do them. I will bulldoze my way through these tasks, and as usual, they will be completed just in time. But the results will be of marginal quality, and my body and mind will continue to be stretched to the breaking point. I'm tired and stressed and can't seem to shake free of living on the edge, and I worry about my frame of mind and my health. There is too much chaos around me, too little control, and never enough money. Things are far from what they should be. If you own or manage a small business, have a job, or are a student, there's a good chance the above dialogue caught your attention. In our Western world, I'm just barely hanging on self-talk is endemic to every class of people and every age group. I'm a low-key guy, not a lot of flash, no frills, and no advanced college degree. I've run the standard gauntlet of ups and downs, successes and failures, and like a lot of folks, I've worked hard all my life. It's clear to me that pragmatism increases with age, we live by trial and error, and lessons can be learned from being banged around. Further, I'm not afraid to face cold reality, and I exhibit a knee-jerk suspicion of unsupportable theory. I have a single, limited-time span life, and I treasure this life gift. My life is managed now, planned and maintained. Work or play, it gets my full attention. No, of course I haven't got the world neatly tied up in a bag. Who does? But I have found a way to take control, to make the days of my life orderly and calm. I wake up almost every day, alert, strong, and happy. Complex jumble? What about you? How do you describe your typical day? Is it an amorphous, complex jumble of happenings, or is it a relaxed and ordered sequence of events? Is it chaotic, or is it under control? Do you have enough money? Do you spend enough time with friends and family? Through the day and through your life, Are you in an endless race around a circular track, or are you climbing slowly and steadily toward a mountaintop? Are you getting what you want? If not, could it be a personal management problem? Don't confuse these questions with right, wrong, good, or bad, and don't inject some abstract, theoretical, political, or religious aspect into your answers. Keep this mechanical, and, equally important, keep it simple. And take heart. If you tend toward defining your life as a complex jumble of events, rest assured that you already have 100% of the resources you'll need to eliminate this too common storyline. You'll just have to assemble the pieces of your day in a different way. The Work the System method is almost silly in its simplicity, but nothing less than profound in its capacity to transform. That's why I chose the words of William of Ockham for the epigraph of my book. One should choose the simplest explanation. Here, as I begin to discuss recognizable events and scenarios, habits, goals, successes, failures, and plain old common sense, you will relate to the Work the System methodology because it is believable. It is about simple mechanical improvements that will combine to transform your existence. Yet what I describe in these pages is not apparent to the casual observer. This book is not about feel-good, pie-in-the-sky promises. Here there are no new-think premises, nor is there pseudo-intellectual blathering. You will not be asked to write down tedious lists, memorize odd platitudes, repeat affirmations, make daily journal entries, publicize your newfound direction to your friends and family, or worst of all, wait to see if yet another mysterious theory will make things better. This isn't a matter of blind faith. But if you think sheer energy, clever thinking, and unbounded enthusiasm are enough to secure the freedom and income you want, think a bit further. Certain structures, certain systems, must be in place before these important attributes can take you where you want to go. Freedom and wealth occur after the mechanics are in place. So is there something you must do, some work that you must perform? Yes, with the Work the System method, you will produce some written documentation. And if you manage people, you will teach them your new vision. But you're working in supervising anyway, right? The Work the System method asks you to channel these same allotments of time and energy toward incremental, step-by-step building efforts that lead to freedom, prosperity, and peace. And think again about racing around an endless circle versus a steady upward climb toward a goal. Effort is required either way, but know it is the climbing you want. Instead of expending precious time and energy on getting nowhere, churning tedium, which is the hardest and most frustrating work of all, you will expend that same time and energy in a step-by-step steady climb that will provide a geometric return on investment. The Work the System method deals with a mechanical fact that most people overlook, a can't-see-the-forest-for-the-trees myopia. The system-based protocols discussed here are quietly used in large successful businesses and organizations everywhere, but they are not often present in small businesses. And although the principles of the method are scattered among scores of business, religious, and pop psychology writings, here they are grouped together in an everyman's methodology that is rooted in one fundamental truth. A life's mechanical functioning is a result of the systems that compose it. And the simple crux of the Work the System method? It's this. If it is true that a life's mechanical functioning is a result of the systems that compose it, then getting what you want in life does not lie in manipulating outcomes. Doing that is a distraction. Rather, getting what you want lies in delving deeper, in focusing on working the systems that create the results. Hence the title of this book, Work the System. The first task, the getting it part, is to discover and then constantly see these separate systems in each moment of the day. Once that happens, working them is simple, and the results will take care of themselves. Consciously paying attention. All of us have recurring personal systems we employ to good advantage. We have many systems down pat, systems that are efficient and quick because we have honed the details to perfection. We have perfected driving a car, fixing breakfast, and attending to a repeated minor challenge at work. Why are we expert in these small processes? Because they are simple, yes, but mostly because at some point we consciously paid close attention to those processes. We analyzed and adjusted them so we could do them with little effort, almost without thinking. But for many people, there is no deliberate effort to isolate and then study the sequential workings of more complex wide-angle processes like careers and relationships. Some of us just churn along without direction, wasting time and energy revisiting the same problems over and over again. In order to tackle the more involved challenges of our lives, the challenges that have stymied us because of their complexities, the Work the System methodology expands the perceptive, investigative, and analytical skills we already possess. There is nothing new here, just a new approach. Your mental posture. The Work the System mindset is different from the mental posture most people carry around with them from day to day. Instead of seeing yourself as an internal component of circumstances enmeshed within the day's swirling events, your Work the System vantage point is outside and slightly elevated from those events. The day's happenings are visible as separate and individual elements, arranged in logical sequences. You are an observer looking down on things, examining the comings and goings of the day as if they are tangible physical objects. Things are simple and understandable. Wherever you look, the machinations of the world make sense. Step by step, one thing leads to another as the systems around you continuously execute. You constantly work on those systems. You make them better one by one. Over time, complexity and confusion decrease to be replaced by order, calm, and rock-solid self-confidence. There is little fire-killing and little confusion. And as you continue to peer down at your handiwork, watching your solid progress toward your goal of freedom, you feel an intense self-respect, and you are proud of what you've accomplished. I come to you as a project engineer. With blue-collar roots, I have a personal background that is a mixed bag. Land surveyor, heavy equipment operator, factory worker, door-to-door salesman, technical consultant, hamburger flipper, house painter, department store sales clerk, construction superintendent, project engineer, ditch digger, sales professional, builder, janitor, journalist, public speaker, book publisher, retail store owner, lab technician, logger, mill worker, stock and commodities investor, writer, photojournalist, telecommunications entrepreneur, real estate salesman, kitchen worker, handyman, corporate CEO, and business owner. I founded and continue to oversee a nonprofit organization that assists earthquake victims in northeast Pakistan and Azad Jammu and Kashmir. See KashmirFamily.org. Through my business, Centratel, Centratel.com, my special expertise is in the practical methodology of telecommunications, taking information, processing it, and then passing it on. Now my overall life role is as a project engineer, that is, someone who accepts a problem, designs a mechanical solution, and then makes the solution work in the real world. I'm a project engineer in every aspect of my life, including the personal roles of father, son, brother, husband, and friend. Metaphorically, here's my day. After a solid night's sleep, I bounce out of bed, shower, eat a big breakfast, and plow into things full bore, plunging deep into the new day. Today, I'm working with my crew to build something tangible out of the design I created on the drafting table just yesterday. I'm on the job in clean jeans, work boots, and a decent shirt. My persona is relaxed, with a slight smile on my face, just under the surface of my focused comportment. Again, metaphorically, I pull the levers and push the buttons of the unfolding day. My crew and I are lighthearted, relaxed, powerful, and efficient, and we're fast. Work feels good, and time flies as we cut a wide swath, making positive things happen, translating yesterday's paper design into the reality of the physical world today. We're creating something worthwhile. We're permanently improving things. A non-holistic approach. Is there a holistic or global side of you that is balking at separating things out and then examining them individually? You may say everything is connected and we're all one, and we must stop seeing ourselves as separate from the world around us. You may think our lives have unfathomable complexity, way beyond human comprehension. That's fine for the big picture. I tend to think that way myself when I am relaxed and daydreaming. But for now, here in the material world, where you must navigate moment to moment, put all that aside and go with the case for separation and simple mechanics. Understand that fixing an entire scattered conglomeration of a life in one fell swoop is impossible. It can't be done holistically. despite the rightness that term suggests. Fixing anything of complexity requires proceeding one step at a time, one component at a time, a decidedly non-holistic approach. I don't care for the term holistic solution. Instead, I like the term holistic result, which suggests that each component system within the organism is functioning at peak capacity, resulting in an organism that is superb in fulfilling its purpose. So it's okay to take things apart to examine them, to get things straightened out piece by piece. You can view things holistically later when you're not working on the details. There'll be plenty of time for that. Changes in your life. Because this isn't a mystery novel, and because preparation is at the heart of the Work the System method, here's a two-part summary of how it will affect you and what it asks. First, here are four general points about how the Work the System process will impact you personally. 1. You will undergo an elementary yet fundamental shift in perspective. This will come to you as a stark awakening in a moment of time rather than over a long, drawn-out learning experience. After it happens, moment to moment throughout your day, you will dispassionately observe the human and mechanical systems that comprise your world. These systems will stand apart from each other, starkly visible and sharply defined. 2. There will be no turning back. You can't go back. So point 2 is a warning of sorts. Because of the obvious truth of it, this new system's perspective is something you won't be able to shake. 3. You will not be swallowing unsupportable theories of reality. This is because there is nothing new here. It's just a matter of tweaking your perception of life's mechanical workings. Plenty enough reality exists without having to delve into esoteric, unsupportable, feel-good theory. Deep down, you will know the truth of the Work the System method because it makes logical sense and it feels correct. Be assured that you won't sound flighty when explaining your new point of view to those around you. You're not going to lose your friends and family because you are not going to ask them for anything. You have nothing to sell. Instead, should they ask, you will explain what Work the System is about, and they will be intrigued with what you have to say. 4. There is some heavy lifting. Yes, you will undergo an exciting change of perspective, but that's not enough. At the beginning of the process, there is some heavy lifting as you create documentation. That's okay. It's a superb investment because the end product will be freedom, a relaxed persona, and plenty of money. It will probably be the best investment of time and effort you will ever make. Here's the second part of this nutshell summary, the three steps of the Work the System method. 1. Documentation. Creating written goals, principles, and processes that are guidelines for action and decision-making. This is the one-time heavy lifting. It won't take long. 2. Separation, dissection, and repair of systems. The satisfying process of exposing, analyzing, and then perfecting personal, work, and relationship systems. This effort includes creating new systems from scratch, as well as eliminating those that are unnecessary or are holding you back. 3. Ongoing maintenance of systems. Greasing the wheels. This is easy because the positive, tangible results of the Work the System method are motivating. Because it's obvious the systems you create and maintain are doing more and more of your regular daily work, you will continue to make adjustments in order to keep them working at peak efficiency. 2 items of note. First, at the end of most chapters, I've placed real-life examples to illustrate various aspects of the Work the System method. Some relate to the previous chapter. Some don't. The examples will remind you that the essence of the method is to view your life from a new perspective. This new vantage point is outside and slightly elevated. Only from an exterior vantage point can systems be examined and adjusted. From this vantage point, you can then reach down to manipulate those mechanics to produce the results you want. Second, it's important that we speak the same language. Because all of the following terms appear in Part 1, I advise you to review them carefully now, particularly because I define these words and terms as they apply to the Work the System method. 99.9% of everything works fine. It's the truth. There is a penchant for efficiency in the world. Systems want to work perfectly, and most of them do. Business. One does not have to show up in order to earn money. Error of omission. A less than perfect situation that occurs because someone didn't do something. It is the cause of the majority of problems in the world and in personal lives. General operating principles. The second of the three primary work the system documents, a 2-to-4-page collection of guidelines for decision making that is congruent with a strategic objective, essential for the work environment and in a simplified and shorter format for one's personal life. Job or profession. One has to show up in order to earn money. Linear. For our purposes, this is how most systems execute themselves, in a 1-2-3-step progression. Yes, there are always minor external and internal variables that prompt physicists to construe that systems are, strictly speaking, nonlinear. But here in the real world, we are streamlining things so events can be understood and manipulated. A linear system is not chaotic. Within its context, it is logical, reliable, simple to understand, and simple to improve. Off-the-street people. These are the people who will do the work, as viewed by business owners or managers. Depending on the situation, off-the-street workers can be novices or professionals. But because of your thorough documentation and system strategies, they don't need to be mind readers or fortune tellers, and they don't necessarily need specific experience in a given field in order to perform superbly. Outside and slightly elevated. The essential perspective of the work the system methodology is external and above. The view downward also encompasses the viewer. Objectively, we see ourselves below as separate and distinct, which is the opposite of the common vantage point in which the viewer is integral to the workings of his or her day. Perfect. In the work the system world, 98% accuracy is perfect because trying to achieve that additional 2% demands too much additional energy. It's the law of diminishing returns in action, and it's a catch-22. The enormous energy required for this tiny increment of improvement is in itself imperfection because that energy could have been put to much better use elsewhere. Primary system, or system of systems. Composed of subsystems, a whole encapsulated entity with an ultimate purpose, an organism unto itself, such as a personal life, business, job, car, or relationship. Project engineer. The role of a business owner or manager who adopts an outside system improvement, system management posture rather than an inside doing the work role. For a personal life, it's real-time positioning in which one's systems are contemplated, analyzed, and then controlled. Recurring, a process that happens over and over again. Strategic objective, the first of three primary work the system documents. It's a single page that defines overall goals, describes methodology, and prescribes action. It will serve as an individual's thought-out and carefully constructed guidebook to give direction for making major and minor decisions. It is an essential instrument for a business and for a personal life. System improvement. The heart of the method. A search and repair process that involves tooling a system into perfection and then, in one's workplace, documenting that system so its perfect functioning will recur. It is the day-to-day mindset of a manager, the prime responsibility of an organizational leader. In one's personal life, it's an embedded inclination to seek out and identify personal systems, then to hone each to perfection. System management. A focus on maximizing the efficiencies of systems in order to prevent recurring problems, to increase production, and to garner more personal time. It tackles a problem by considering the root cause of it, and therefore is the opposite of fire killing. System subsystem. Traditionally defined as a set of entities, real or abstract, where each entity interacts with or is related to at least one other entity. This set of sequentially related and linear actions and/or events has a singular purpose. Within the work the system context, we are interested in recurring systems. Note that the terms system and subsystem are interchangeable depending on context. tweaking. The opposite of neglect. The assertive boots-on-the-ground mechanics of making incremental system improvements that ultimately produce hyper-efficient primary systems. Working man's or working woman's philosophy. A set of beliefs stemming from the hard, cold, sometimes dirty realities of the job site. The view that a carefully composed blueprint directs the assembly of individual pieces into a superb end product. Working procedures. The third of the three primary work the system controlling documents. These are instructions that describe how the individual systems of the company or the job are to operate. They are end products of the system improvement process. Written working procedures are not necessary for personal life. Work the system methodology. The mechanical process of establishing goals and then perfecting the systems that will help attain those goals. Work the system mindset. The crystal clear internal understanding of the mechanical way the things of this world operate. Typically arriving as an epiphany in a moment of time, this viewpoint makes it easy to isolate systems for examination and modification.